Now, notice the result of this. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, they believed on him. They believed on him. And some of them, now notice this, some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things had done. Now, as I suggested at the very beginning, you see, these men were pretty close by, just simply because of the fact that this is something that didn't make those believe in that day. And I want to say now that through this miracle, he's making his last public appearance before his death. This will be his last public appearance. Now, this may be in the very nature of it a surprise to some of you to learn that we've now come to the end of the public ministry of Jesus. When you realize that we're not near the end of the Gospel of John, that could be quite a shock to you. But we're just about to the halfway mark, a little past it maybe, midway in the Gospel. And now we're at the termination of his public ministry, which began when John the Baptist marked him out as the Lamb of God. So that when we begin chapter 13 through to the end, we are in the last week of his ministry. In fact, the last few days, yea, we are in the last day before his death. And John, you see, spends almost as much time on the last 48 hours of our Lord before the cross as he does on the first 32 years and 11 months and 3 weeks and 5 days of his life. In fact, this is the pattern shared by all the gospel writers. They place the emphasis on the last 8 days. Look at this statement, and this is a compelling statement, friends, and it's something that's worth noting. There are 89 chapters in the 4 gospels. There are 4 chapters of the first 30 years of the life of Christ. There are 85 chapters of the last 3 years of the life of Christ. And of those 85 chapters, 27 of those chapters deal with the last 8 days of his life. About 1/3 of the Gospels deal with the last few days, and the emphasis is on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ upon the cross and the empty tomb. Now, where do you think they're putting the emphasis? They're putting the emphasis upon the death and resurrection of Christ. Now, suppose you were telling me about a trip you'd made to Washington, D.C. And I asked you, well, how did it impress you? Well, you would tell me that you went around into the city of Washington, and just very casually, you tell me about the crowded conditions of the hotels and the traffic that is there. And you very casually tell me about the government buildings that you went into, the great museum there, and that you went through the Capitol and you saw the Senate and the House of Representatives, but you just barely touched on it. And you said that you went up in the Washington Monument and casually mentioned that. And you went over to the Lincoln Memorial and the Jefferson Memorial. You saw the grave of the unknown soldier. And then you began to tell me about your trip to the White House. And you spend about 2/3 of your time telling me about the trip that you made to the White House. You see, I'd misrepresent you if somebody asked me, well, what sort of a trip did so-and-so have to Washington? And I'd say to you, my, they sure did enjoy going into the department stores there. I'd misrepresent you. Friends, you misrepresent the Bible if you don't put the emphasis upon the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. You see, the gospel writers did what Paul later on did. Paul says, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, let's tie this last public appearance of Jesus with the raising of Lazarus. Now, you'd think the raising of Lazarus would have convinced the most dubious of men. It did not. You'd think this crowning miracle should have turned the skeptical to Jesus. It did not. Our Lord had said previously, you remember in the parable, he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. That's in the parable about the beggar named Lazarus. Now, notice again verse 45. Many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But notice, but some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Oh, it's just around the hill to Jerusalem. And some of these, they weren't convinced. They just wanted to go and blab and tattle and tell the Pharisees. That's what they were interested in. You see, that's the reason, friend, that God does not rend the heavens and come down. And that's the reason today he's not performing miracles. After the church leaves the earth, during the great tribulation period, and into the millennium, there'll be great miracles performed. But that's not going to convince anyone. You see, if in a quiet way you cannot trust him when the mob and the majority turn from him, then you do not have faith at all. The great many people say, well, the crowd hasn't gone after Jesus. No, they never did. But he died and was buried and rose again from the dead. And that's the gospel. And you can believe that, friends. And don't tell me that you need a miracle. The problem is not with the evidence we have today. The problem is the unbelief of man. That's where the problem really is.